In Iraq today, near Baghdad, another suicide bomber attack at a training center for police recruits killed at least 15 people. More than 90 have died in attacks now by insurgents in the last week, including the provincial governor of Baghdad, who was shot dead yesterday. Iraq's Prime Minister Iyad Alawi said after the assassination that the government would not allow violence and terrorism to stop the elections barely 3 weeks away. Ed Sanders is a correspondent for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad. Ed, tell us more about this explosion today at this police academy.
This was one of about three car bombs today. It's become almost a daily occurrence, especially in the last week. This one was in Hilla. It was a recruiting center, which has been a very common target of insurgents here. Initial estimates are anywhere from, you said 15, we think now it might even be 20 people killed. And a little bit later on in the day, there was another car bomb north of that in Bakubo that killed about six people at a traffic checkpoint that had just been reopened a couple of days ago.
There's a comment today in the Times of London newspaper. The head of the Iraqi intelligence service, General Mohammed Abdullah Shawani, says he thinks there are 200,000 insurgents in Iraq now, larger than the U.S. military force that's there. That's quite a number.
It is. It's a stunning number, and it's certainly more than the U.S. Or Iraqi government officials have ever talked about before. Military officials are not really sure that how credible that is, but it's certainly making people talk and wonder a little bit here.
Well, today's another bloody day in a very bloody week. How can the government go ahead with these elections when voters are going to be afraid to vote, one would think?
It's a growing concern, and it's kind of, you're seeing a split. There are some areas where there's safety and security, and people are talking about the elections, they're campaigning, they're hanging posters, they're very excited, and there are other cities, such as, for example, Mosul, where the election board, just quit, a high-ranking Sunni party, official was assassinated yesterday, and many of the people that you talk to say they want really nothing to do with elections, they're too afraid to go anywhere near a polling station.
There are senior figures in the Iraqi government who are saying now, even now, look, maybe we should delay this thing, while the prime minister is saying, no, we shouldn't. Who is speaking for the government, and is there a firm position?
Well, you have to keep in mind this government was sort of cobbled together by the U.S. and the U.N., so it's not surprising that you have different viewpoints. But at times they've come together, and at times they've drifted apart, and this is definitely in the last few days an example of them drifting apart. You have the president, Mr. Yaour, yesterday breaking with his previous position that we should have January 30th elections, now saying maybe the U.N. should come and see if this is really possible. The prime minister, on the other hand, called a press conference today to insist, no, we're definitely going ahead with January 30th. So it really raises some big questions. If people can't agree on even the date of the election, one wonders if they're in any position to agree on an outcome and a result of the election.
Edmund Sanders in Baghdad for the Los Angeles Times. Ed, thank you.